Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hello, this is Mike Woodring, and I'm speaking with Julie Lerman about her course, Entity Framework in the Enterprise. Julie Lerman is a leading independent authority on the Entity Framework and has been using and teaching the technology since its inception. She is a Microsoft MVP, frequent conference speaker, and the author of multiple highly acclaimed books on Entity Framework. Hello, Julie. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Hey, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Now, you've produced numerous courses on Entity Framework for Pluralsight, 9 at the time of this interview. And your previous courses each focus on specific tasks or features of Entity Framework in a way that strips everything down to the bare essentials of understanding a particular topic, which is extremely effective for learning the ins and outs of specific features. But you take a different approach in this course, don't you?
Yeah, it was about time that I looked at the bigger picture of using Entity Framework in applications. I'm doing that kind of work all the time with my own clients, and people are always asking me when I'm going to do the bigger picture and show some of the patterns and things that I'm actually using. So I've been really eager to do that for a while. I knew it was going to take me some time, so I kind of kept putting it off for fear of the effort. So I'm so happy to finally have that out and have people getting access to it.
Good. Now, what sort of experience with Entity Framework should folks have before diving into this course?
Well, I think to be able to take advantage of it right away, they should definitely have been using Entity Framework a little bit or have some knowledge of it, because I'm not backing up and going into all those details. And it does make some presumptions about your understanding or listeners' understanding of contexts and, you know, how Entity Framework's working in the background and migrations and code first, things like that. However, if somebody's new to Entity Framework and just kind of planning ahead for what they might want to do, I don't think that it's going to be a bad thing to watch this and just kind of get some of these ideas in the back of your head. And then when it comes time to start architecting, you might want to review them again, but at least you have some picture of the bigger scope of the application, even if you're not an EF expert when you watch it the first time around.
Good, that makes a lot of sense. Now, in the first module of your course, you show an illustration of the typical layered architecture that you tend to use when working with the Entity Framework in production apps. Does everyone's application need to employ that same design in order to leverage the patterns and techniques that you explore in this course?
Not specifically, but it's guidance, like so many other things. So you take, you know, all this different information and find out what works for you. But that architecture, that triangle diagram, is typical of how I do it and typical of how the patterns that I'm showing benefit the most in the application.
Good. Now, you have a module on something you call the bounded DB context, which will undoubtedly sound familiar to domain-driven design adherents. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the bounded DB context is my attempt at a clever little twist on DDDs, or domain-driven design's bounded context. And the reason I called it bounded DB context is because I'm using Entity Framework's DB context when implementing this pattern. So again, I'm using as loose guidance some of my understanding of domain-driven design. And the bounded context focuses on smaller models and using models that are specific to particular areas of what you're doing in an application, rather than what's more typical that people do when they dive into Entity Framework. They create one big model and use it everywhere. So with a bounded context, you've got, you know, much better maintainability in your application because you're working with a smaller unit. There can be some performance benefits and just coding benefits. It's just a lot easier than dealing with this one huge model all the time when all you really need to focus on is a handful of things.
So what are the key takeaways that you're hoping developers leave with after working through this course?
Well, I think the most important thing is what I kind of set up in the first video of the course, is that we see so much demoware around Entity Framework. And, you know, I think I'm targeting two different kinds of developers. Those who are already doing architecture and looking at the demos and saying, well, that's just not going to work in my application. How can I use Entity Framework when I've got a more layered architecture? So the course is designed to help them understand how to plug things of Entity Framework into what they're already doing. But on the other hand, I also wanted to inspire developers who are new to Entity Framework and possibly new to using some of these patterns, maybe haven't been exposed to domain-driven design before, maybe haven't used unit testing before. So I end up doing a lot of that with my own clients, especially when I find this happening when I'm working with clients, maybe individual developers who have a similar background as me, but they're just a little bit behind me in terms of taking these steps. And I love showing them these ideas about, about the value of unit testing and not to be afraid when you always hear about TDD. You know, you don't always have to start with the big, big thing, this intense thing. Yeah, so trying to help people who are already architecting their applications figure out how to use Entity Framework in the scope of that, and also to inspire developers to start looking at doing more layered architectures for their apps.
So now that this course is finally out, what are you planning to turn your attention to next?
Well, I do have to turn my attention back to some of my other commitments for a little while, but I'm already, and I have this pattern I've found that when I'm getting near the end of one course, I start dreaming about the next course, even if I can't start it right away. So I think it's time for me to buckle down and do some content specifically on Entity Framework 5, and maybe by the time I get to it, EF6 will be out because it's got a short release cycle. And, you know, a lot of what's in Entity Framework 5, there's not a lot of new things, big new things. There are some enum support and things like that. So a lot of the content really is already in some of these other videos. But I think people who are starting Entity Framework fresh don't want to have to kind of add together all these different videos. Maybe I'll do something that's, you know, we're just starting with Entity Framework 5. What's the experience with that? Or 6, depending on the timing.
Well, thank you very much, Julie. We're excited to see your latest course experience such immediate success.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Yeah, it's been really interesting to watch it climb up that top 10. I really hadn't expected it with something like Entity Framework topic. So I'm happy people are really taking advantage of it.
Again, this is Julie Lerman's new course, Entity Framework in the Enterprise. Thanks again, Julie.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.